Well, so it's finished 1-1 here at Elland Road, and we're here in Box 44. Great view of the game, and a great game to have a look at as well.
Yeah, it's a brilliant game. For a long time at the 0-0, it was still an entertaining 0-0. Dallas came in and did a fantastic job on that left wing, like we expected. Came close a couple of times, and I'll tell you what, I think for most of the game we looked the better side, but before the game you said, would I have been, you know, what were we expecting? I was expecting a draw, and I think Burnley are going to be up and around that top six, so to look comfortable against them for the majority of the game is surely a good thing, taking that into the rest of the season. It's going to be a tough test with Reading coming up, and we've got a couple of away games, so if we can get through the next few games, building from where we are now, maybe bringing a couple of extra players just to strengthen the squad's depth a little bit, because Wootton came on in midfield, which just was a bit, looked a bit out of place, a bit lost. Antonucci was good when he came on. It was nice to see him like control the game, add a bit of pace and a bit of just inject a bit more enthusiasm up front, which was quite nice. But we do lack depth in midfield. Like, we've got Phillips on the bench, but he's still young. We could do with a bit of an experienced head who knows how to close out games. When we go 1-0 up, we need to know how to close it out, especially when it's in the last 7 minutes. We can't be conceding 3 minutes after that.
I was going to say that's probably the only damper of today, is the fact that Leeds United were so close to getting the 3 points.
Yeah, we were so used to having it the other way around, where we've worked so hard to get towards a draw, and then the last few minutes someone scores and beats us or something like that. It's nice in a way that we've led to be fair. It is frustrating that they've snatched a draw at the end, but it's just football, isn't it? For 3 minutes we were very very excited, thinking we were walking away with 3 points, but to be realistic, Burnley are a great side, and how much they've lost a couple of players, it doesn't stop them in a Premiership side and a quality Premiership side that's come down to join us.
I was going to say as well, when you look at Burnley, the fact that, you know, although they did lose them 3 players, the majority of that starting 11 were in the Premier League last season. They've got the same manager, and Leeds United matched them throughout the whole match. That can only be seen really as a big positive for the side.
Well, we all remember the Boxing Inc. partnership in town at the Championship a couple of years ago, and that's what Vox has come in and done today. He's just come off the bench for the last few minutes of the game, and he's that touch of quality. Maybe that's what we could have done with. I mean, Wood still, he hasn't had all the pre-season to be match fit, so he's still a bit behind, but I reckon once he gets going, because he had a few shots that came close, and I think once he gets a bit more confidence, a bit more match time at Elland Road, we'll see him match Antonucci, match Mowat in that attacking sense and going for those shots.
And looking at Dallas, the left winger that Leeds United have been craving for the last couple of months, a very impressive first half. He did tail off a little bit in the second, but very nearly got his first goal as well. So that can only be seen as, again, another positive and a step in the right direction.
Again, with the Dallas introduction to the team, I think it was just match fitness again. He hasn't had the pre-season with the lads apart from this last week, so he's obviously not going to be able to do a full 90 minutes, which is a shame, because I think that he made a couple of great breaks on the wing. He had a couple of good attempts on goal. I think it's the same thing with Wood. Once he's got that match fitness, once he's got that confidence, which there seem to be out there, I think he'll do good for us. I think one of the surprising things is with Leeds, it's about confidence, and as long as we're not losing, they'll start to gain a bit more confidence. As long as they're playing together and looking confident on the ball. I mean, I bet we had the majority of possession in that game and we looked comfortable in it. We weren't being pressured too much. We were in control on the ball. Cook, Mowat, all the young lads just seem to know exactly what they're doing, where each other were. And once the new lads come into that team and start to work around the new lads, around the young lads with that kind of movement and trust, we'll start to see Leeds build on the performances from them.
Next game is against Doncaster in the Cup. Do you think it will be the same 11, or do you think they'll give some of the fringe players a chance?
I think the lads that are lacking in match fitness, who would be first team squad, will start. I think it can give a couple of maybe Bamba a rest, bring in Cooper, give some of the fringe defenders a bit of a chance, because however much we'd like a cup run, I think Doncaster, I think we can beat with a weaker squad. I know we haven't got much of a squad to make it a weaker squad, but I think if you can bring in them fringe players, I think Phillips might get a start, give Cook a rest, because they've had a tough pre-season, and it's Thursday, Sunday, there's not much time between the games, so maybe give them key players who will need on top form against Reading a break, so that we can hopefully put in a decent performance against Reading.
And finally, before the game, you said 7th at the end of the season. Has that changed now?
That's a tough one, because I'm sticking with 7th because I liked the way we played. I liked the way we were comfortable on the ball. But if we wanted to push into that top 6, we need to be beating the other teams that will be in that top 6 around us, especially at home. So Burnley would be one of them top 6 teams, I imagine. And if we can't beat them at home, I don't think we'll be able to nick them top 6 spots off them. But you never know. It'll be interesting to see how we do on the road with this new mentality. But at the minute, I'll stick with 7th, I think. But I did call the 1-1 draw, so I'll take that.
First of all, how did you feel when that went into the top corner?
Well, I did call it. I said he'd come on and do well. But
and you did.
An unbelievable strike from Macaroni. I've got to be honest. If you'd have said at the beginning that game, you'd have been 1-1, I'll take 1-1. I thought Leeds played really well in first half. Dallas were really unlucky not to get that first elusive goal, but I thought they worked hard. I think the draft is there. You know, only trouble is that, you know, a goal given away 3 minutes after we scored from centre, you know, Bentley box. Disappointing, but you know, first game, first goal, first point, quite happy with that.
I was going to say, probably the only frustration is the fact that it was so near the end. A lot of the fans thought the 3 points were there.
I actually thought that would win it, but that's what football's like. It's got a very good way of kicking in the teeth when you don't want it to. But I'm quite happy. I thought we are a work in progress, and I think week on week, I think we'll build up. I think there's some really good players out there today. I thought Moore had a good game. Dallas played really well first half. Tailed off his second. And Antonucci, you can't beat that for a strike. That was brilliant. Unbelievable.
I was going to say, the main positives have to be got a point against the side last season, number in the Premier League.
Yeah. It's a point's always good to start. You know, it would have been fantastic to get a win, but that's it. You know, it's you've got your hat. If you sort of like put a score on it, I'd say that's a good 7 for the start of the season. You know, what a good.
And looking at the debutants, Chris Wood, he just didn't stop running, did he?
I think that will be one sweaty shirt. He has worked his socks off the team, and I think everybody, you could tell end game. Everybody were tired, everybody were on their own, just a bit, some probably a little bit disappointed that we didn't get a win. But, you know, we've always said it's a work in progress. You know, there's a lot of optimism out there. Keep it going, keep all together. And I honestly believe we could have a better season. And this is for some who wrote us off, right? And I'll hold my hands up to Tom and say, yeah, I did. But, you know, today we're a good performance.
And the next game is the cup game against Doncaster. Yeah. Do you think it'll be maybe a rested side concentrating on the league, or is a cup run needed for the United?
Ross has said all along it's a squad game, and he said the team that would probably play Burnley probably wouldn't be the same team that played against Doncaster. I can see a couple of change. Antonucci's done his thing. He could actually be there or thereabouts as a starting place. It is a good option, because we actually went from a 4-3-2 to a 4-4-2. And I've always said that Antonucci's really good behind somebody, and he did really well. That's how his goal came.
Optimism really high at Leeds at the moment.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
And it's great to see, isn't it?
Yeah, 28,000 here. A good support. You know, white and yellow, wherever you said. Yeah, a good start today. Really good.
And looking at the rest of the season then, just where do you think Leeds will be come the end of it?
I've said all along that Leeds will be top 10. You know, if we do start a little bit better, anybody knows. But let's keep it calm, because the only trouble is with Leeds fans, as soon as we win away, we're going to win championship, we lose again, we're going to be relegated. So let's keep, you know, quite level-headed. I think we could have a very good season. We've got a good squad. We've got players who can come off the bench and make a difference. You know, it's good. No.
And what did you make of Ure Rosler's first competitive game? Because he made the substitutes, Antonucci was one of them, he gets the goal. I mean, that's what a manager needs to do.
He's a very experienced coach. You know, he's done it at Brentford, he had a good spell at Wigan. And, you know, the thing is, he's only been here a few months. It will probably take him 4 or 5 months to ingrain him. That team, I've never seen a team leasing work as hard in Championship. Every one of them worked and grafted, you know, and subs and all, they all came on and they all give 100%. And that's all you want from a Leeds team. You know, you want to give them 110% and that's it. That's all we expect. It's not a lot.
I'm feeling rather positive. I know a lot of Leeds United fans are as well. You must be as well.
Yeah, I thought they gave a good performance, a good account for themselves. First half, especially, I thought they were really good. Second half, a few players seemed to tire and probably a few more substitutions earlier doors would have been better, but all in all, I think, yeah, good start to the season.
And against the team who last season were in the Premier League and have kept a majority of that squad as well.
Yeah, there's only one or two that's left, isn't there? And the players today, they perform well. There's a lot of young players. Still think maybe there's room for a few more just to come in and bolster the squad a bit and give us some attacking prowess for the season. But yeah, there's a lot of positives to take from this first game, and good attendance as well, so you know, looking forward to the next game.
Talking about the attendance, I mean, the noise was deafening at times when Mirko scored that goal as well. That was just a great moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, a fantastic goal, and I think he when he came on, he changed the game. We looked more positive with him, and the crowd really, you know, were for him. So, I wish he'd have brought him on a bit earlier, really.
Talking about him then, do you think, has he maybe forced his way into Uwe Rosler's mind in terms of getting more starts?
I hope so, because we looked a lot of better unit with him on. We would, if we are going for the formation we're going 4-3-3, if we can have Wood up there and him playing off him, I don't think we have to stick with a 4-3-3. I think maybe 4-4-2, and we can have in playing off Wood, that would be probably a better option, rather than, you know, mix it up a little bit rather than go for the 4-3-3 all the time.
And Chris Wood, he just ran his socks off, isn't he, today?
Yeah, he held the ball. Some of the playback we've just been watching, he held the ball up a lot, and a lot of unnoticed stuff he does, things you don't really see. Allowing the other players to be involved in the game a lot more, and sort of he does sort of the dirty work, really, and a lot of it, like you say, you don't see what he actually does, holding it up, spraying it off, and giving him a chance to attack more.
I suppose the main frustration must be the fact that really, you know, 3 minutes away from the win and then they concede that goal, that must have just been a bit frustrating.
Absolutely, I was gutted, really. It's always the case, isn't it? After you've scored, the time that you're most under the duress and all that is straight, you know, the minute or two afterwards, and it just hit us on the break, really. And I think a few players were just sort of tiring a little bit, and just I think we switched off, really. And there's a lot of positives from the game, and a lot to take into Thursday's game at Doncaster, and I'm very positive about the season so far.
Like you said, it's Doncaster Rovers next, a big Yorkshire derby. Do you think Uwe Rosler might just tinker with the team a little bit, give one or two of the fringe players a chance?
Well, there's no reason. I think we are lacking a few players, as I said earlier. I think we need a few more players to bolster the pack, but Thursday it's a chance to give a few more players who didn't get the chance today a chance to prove themselves, really. And then he'll make it. He's got another 2 or 3 weeks left of the transfer window, and he can make a decision what would help. I still think we need someone of maybe a Joey Barton type player, just to look after the younger ones, to have a wiser head to let them do their stuff, and he can sort of take the control of them, really.
And so after today's game in Box 44, looking at the rest of the season, where do you think Leeds will finish?
I think we can we can maybe scrape the playoffs with a few more astute signings. I don't see why not. And with the fantastic support we've got down here, there's nothing to say we can't make the top. You know, the top six. Who knows? You know, after listening to Uwe Rosler, he's very positive, and it seems like he's going to get a chance as well to show what he can do, and that's what we need, some stability here.